What's good, everybody? This is Ray Dames, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniel Tsai. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorayandCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorayandCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Rocky Jean.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and welcome to a special. Anytime y'all see this stand right here, just know that that means that I'm on my grown man talking about real issues thing. Welcome to a special episode of The God Show, where we're featuring my bro, Marvin Bing, from Mobilize Justice, also Voter Else. This guy is a superhero in the voting, in the justice place, and we just want to talk to him about it. He got some things we want to talk about, and I think this is probably, I'm not going to lie, they say this every year, by the way. This is the most important election of your life. I think this one really is, because it's two totally different candidates, two totally different approaches, and, you know, like, it's going to be one part of America that's going to really be excited, and it's going to be one part that's going to be hateful and angry no matter who wins. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to think about. But I wanted to have this conversation with Marvin. So, Marvin, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Like, we want to know, bro. I'm going to dap you up and give you that just in case you want to talk with that.
Marvin Bing, Philly born, Philly bred, New York raised, traveled to a lot of cities coming up, but I'm back in New York now, and I'm glad to be here with Ray and Rock.
Let's go. So, this is just for the wildest thing. I want to ask, can you give us what made you, because, you know, you're a smart brother, you could have did anything. What made you decide to go into the justice space, the voting space? What made you go into that space?
Well, I got to give props to my father, Malik Aziz, rest in peace. He did 13 years state prison.
Mm.
I got to tell the full story.
Tell it, go ahead. It's
so,
your floor.
My mother was killed when I was 4 years old. I actually met my dad in prison. Mm. First time that my father was in prison. So he was in and out of jail. I was in foster care.
Mm.
When I was a young adolescent, I got locked up first time I was 12 years old. So I'm considered what they call a crossover youth, someone that crossed over from the foster care system into the juvenile justice system.
Mm. That's a term for that.
It's a term for that.
I didn't even know.
My father was actually getting out at the same time I was being released from my 4-year juvie bid.
Mm.
So when I was 18, I got released from juvie. He was coming home. While he was in prison, he started writing letters to the mayor in Philly around what to do with people that's come out of prison so they can enter society and be considered citizens again.
So your father was on the same wave. He was like, he was trying to make shit
same
better.
Wave.
Yeah, I love that.
When I got out of juvie, of course, my first job was going to go work in the campaign office of John Street, who ran for mayor of Philly that year. And my dad was doing all the formerly incarcerated work around that election.
Yeah.
And I was a young boy just trying to figure out what this thing was that I was involved with at that point. So, kudos really to him for pulling me into the political space, steering my anger and my trauma into something constructive. Mm. And that's how I sort of got into politics overall.
So you've been into this since you were 18?
I was 18.
That's crazy.
I was 18.
Do you agree? And Rock, you can jump in. Do you agree this most important election of our life?
I mean, I agree with what you said.
Yes.
Every election, they say that. However, to your point, I think this election is a stark moment in history where you do have two totally different candidates who believe in two different things, who believe in doing things two different ways, and it could have ramifications if we get it wrong long term.
Yes. You, the thing I like about you is that what you do is you take people who look like the neighborhoods.
Exactly.
People who they don't even expect. That's what I love the most. Like when you got people like Freeway, or like when I saw the video of like, was it Beans? Like Beans sat next to somebody like, well, I'm gonna sit here with you the whole time until you want to stand in Portland. Exactly. I'm like, that's, bro, that got me so excited, man.
Well, that was the, so that's the whole premise of Voter Else, right? You know, and I've been around, I'm a spook who is not just at the door, but you know, I'm upstairs and downstairs at both doors.
For sure.
So I'm always going to keep a foot in the streets because that's where I come from. That's what I'm comfortable with. That's what I'm familiar with. But I also have transitioned into a professional space in politics. Let me explain that. In mainstream politics, campaigns, organizations, you know, they don't really speak to our communities in a way we understand.
Absolutely.
They talk at us a lot.
Yep.
They project a lot. And then they want us to meet them where they are.
Yeah.
Ass backwards, right?
Yes.
Voter Else,
we're probably
designed.
The only community that they do that to, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
By design.
Yeah.
And if I'm keeping it 100 because I'm on the Ray and Rock podcast, there's black people who moved into that elite space and they treat us the same way.
Yeah.
Right? Learn behavior.
Yeah.
They're trying to accommodate their, I don't want to call them the masters, but they want to be accepted by that particular group of people, so they start projecting that same behavior toward us.
Yeah.
Some people come from the same place we're talking about.
Exactly.
But Voter Else was designed, like, when have you ever seen B.E. Siegel in the hood knocking on the door telling a young brother to vote?
To vote.
You just ain't going to see that happening. Yeah. Benny the Butcher, Freeway.
Benny the Butcher. That's my
like,
brother.
We got Michael Vick knocking doors with us.
But, right? But tomorrow, what you don't know is, what really made me jump on this opportunity was, you guys are going to Camelot tomorrow. My best friend lived in, I haven't been there since he died.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this guy gets it. Because that's a neighborhood that, and it's so crazy because on the call sheet it said projects. And I'm like, when I moved to Atlanta, Camelot was the nicest neighborhood on Old National.
Word.
Like I had a man at the gate and everything, and I just saw it slowly go down. So I love the fact that we're going back to that same place saying we're going to start here knocking on these doors.
Right, so every city we've been in, we've been in Detroit first, we've been in Philly, the hometown, and then Atlanta's our third stop. Before we even get to the town hall, we in the streets and the hood knocking on doors.
Yes.
Again, in communities that you're not going to see.
They don't even knock on doors. Unless it's local. Not for a national election. Right. Local election they do.
But you're not going to see the mainstream organizations in those communities at all.
No.
Yeah, I got you. So let me ask you. They got us to go out for Barack. Like, we all went out to the polls in droves.
Couldn't wait to go out, by the way.
Yeah, couldn't wait. Like, we were like, yes, this is going to be a change. And afterwards, it seems like everybody was kind of like, well, Barack was in office and he didn't do anything for us. If Kamala is in office, do you feel like that's going to change? Like, what's the difference between then and now?
Well, I think a mentor of mine taught me a very stark lesson that, you know, these elected officials, on the premise, it's like I serve the people. But in harsh reality, they serve the interests of the people who also put them there.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what we're doing at Voter Else is telling our community, which I call the neglected majority, is that we have to stand up and say, we here too. Mm-hmm. So we can force them to serve our interests.
Exactly.
Because the way they look at us is like, oh, they're not going to vote. They don't care. They ain't street niggas.
Got
right?
You. Yeah.
And until we collect, we can still be street niggas, but let's band together as street people, inner city,
and
projects, formerly incarcerated,
right.
People who go through trauma, gun violence survivors, mm-hmm. gun violence perpetrators, yeah. who've reformed. We come together as a unit and say, oh, we active. We watching, we voting, mm-hmm. and either we gonna vote you in or we gonna vote you out. And when we do that, the same interests that these politicians serve for the people who give them money,
yep.
serve their interests, ours will be met too. Mm-hmm. But we gotta stand up together.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna ask you this because, man, I love my country, I love my people. One thing that I don't like is it feels like in the black community, you are a Democrat or you are the enemy of the black community. And I really don't understand why. And you having someone that has a vote, that's why I kind of stay away from voting because I said I like Kamala, I said I like Trump also, and then people are like, he's a fucking sellout. You didn't hear me say I like Kamala either? I see good in both and I see bad in both. So for me, I want to, whenever someone black tries to endorse Trump, they're like, they're not invited to the barbecue anymore. They're not one of us. Like, how do we as a community start to change that narrative? Because I believe the reason why we're the only community that they don't cater to is because it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to vote Democrat no matter what every time.
For the ones that are. Right. Yep. And I mean, it's not a complex question to answer, but I'm going to answer it.
For sure.
So I'm going to take my hat off of Mobilize Justice because we're nonpartisan.
Yep.
Right. And
that's why I feel comfortable asking you.
I'm going to put street nigga who've been educated hat on and respond to that. It's just like cancel culture. It's just like celebrity gossip. It's just like, you know, a lot of people are sheep,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you also got to think about the people who are projecting that you're a sellout. Those are the folks that are in that, it moved into that class of, I'm trying to be accepted and be yep. friends with, I want them to look at me as a friend because I want to get invited to the brunch.
Yes, tell
so
the
So I got to call out the brother who has a,
yes.
whether your opinion is right or wrong is your opinion. But I'm going to project on that person that they're wrong because, you know, they're watching me. They're watching what I say and what I do to who. And if I'm not chastising my people, then I may not be invited to the brunch.
Yes.
Right? And again, this is sort of why voter else is this, because we're educating our community that you have power in your own opinion.
Yes.
Your opinion matters. Your voice matters. Your vote matters. Your everyday action beyond elections matter.
Yes.
And if you don't exercise that collective will, no matter who, your council person, your state rep, your district attorney, your attorney general, your governor, your auditor general, your president, your U.S. senator, your congressperson, all those people are supposed to serve you.
Yes.
Until we stand up as a community and say, look, I understand them blacks over there are saying they want this. This is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't all, you know, they look at black people as a monolith. All black people don't think the same, look the same, talk the same, act the same, come from the same place, eat the same food,
yep.
come from the same circumstances. And until we, again, put the hood as a collective on Front Street, we're going to keep letting the people who sit back on social media and say you're the enemy because you have your own opinion based off your own research and your feelings.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's not even about having your own opinion. It's like, I can't even ask someone for theirs.
Mm. Right.
Like, yo, why, if I'm like on this, I'm like, yo, Rocky, why are you voting for Kamala? And it's like, why are you wouldn't ask that? I'm like, bro, I'm just asking. Like,
right.
like it's just, it feels like this new society, you can't even talk about it. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it runs deeper than past politics.
And I was going to say, I think that, sure. I'll say this to everybody watching. Stop falling for the political theater of it all.
Right.
Politics is business.
Right.
They make it feel like it's not business. They make it, like literally, let me tell you something. They all friends behind closed doors.
Right.
They all sit at tables. They all kids go to school with each other. Everything is happening. Meanwhile, we're the ones fighting each other, hating each other because of what they're saying. They know that their words are controlling
us. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear.
For sure.
That, you know, these two candidates at the top, they differ on policy.
Yes.
Some candidate policy is very harmful to our community.
Yep.
Some, maybe not the best.
Yep.
But it still gets us closer to the goal.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, black people, elite blacks, educated blacks, non-educated in the hood blacks, need to understand that we have to be in the business of black business.
Perfect.
And until we sort of figure that part out,
yeah.
then we're going to keep going for the pick a side.
Yeah. I had this idea.
We got to pick us.
I had this idea that I don't even know if it's legal. I'm going to ask you. Because I had this idea, right? So I was like, if you think about it, like all these super PACs are basically a group of people that got together, put money up for their own agenda.
It's more complex than that, but essentially.
Essentially, okay. I know it's complex, but I'm saying right. So why wouldn't there be like, I had this idea to do some cost, buy the black vote. And I was thinking, like, just get, like, gather as many black people as you can, sign up for Buy the Black Vote, have, like, forums we do, and like, talk to our community. Like, what are y'all missing? What are y'all seeing? What are y'all needing? So imagine if we went to, like, Kamala and said, yo, we got 3 million votes for you, but here's what we need. Because we don't have the money to support, like, the super PACs do. So how do we, you have to aggregate everyone. Is that even possible?
Well, let me answer it this way. Let's get back into it. This election is probably one of the most expensive elections to date in American history.
Mm. I know. Every commercial I see.
And I'm going to get in trouble, but, you know, it is what it is. There's so many organizations that receive money from interest groups who control these large amounts of money.
Yep.
They handpick who they want to give money to.
Yep.
And in my experience, there's about 30 to 50 people out there that hold these bags of money.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV.
Now we need to organize this community, that community, that community. Then you have all these organizations and individuals who start scurrying.
Yeah.
Like when you throw, when you break up a piece of bread and throw it apart, you see all the birds.
Yeah.
That's how this works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody will throw some bread on the ground, and then here come the pigeons,
mm-hmm.
trying to fight for them bread pieces.
Yep, for sure.
Sometimes there's only a little crumb left, and somebody gonna fight for that.
Yep.
This is how the money works.
To the death, by the way.
So this is only to the death. These organizations and people will literally sell you, I can deliver every nigga and
yep.
I can get them all.
Yep.
I can go, you want Howard? I can get you Howard.
Yep.
Some people buy into that. But then those people get money, and then they call people like me, who's like, Mar, we got the streets.
Yeah,
but
we need the people.
I only got $20 for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I got to pay JoJo. I got to pay Auntie, who's the tenant president.
Yep.
I got to pay the block captain.
Yep.
We got to hire the nephew, and $20 ain't it. We can't do it.
Yeah.
But you just announced a big campaign with all this money with your favorite rapper.
Right.
That don't even connect to like who you are as a person. You look off script.
It don't even add up.
So that happens behind the scenes a lot. And I know I'm not supposed to tell people that.
The reason I'm asking you that is because I see the work you do.
Work.
And I got to commend you on that, because that's probably the first voter initiative that I've seen that I was like, now that's cool. Like, I would have watched it regardless.
Work.
Because it was like mentorship. It was you. I'm watching it. So I just felt like I could ask you that, because that action showed me you get what's really happening out here,
right,
compared to everybody else who's just trying to like, vote. Like, no, bro. Like, right, we really got to make change right now.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, like, this shit is becoming uglier and uglier in politics.
Where?
And we have to have our voice heard in it. Because the uglier it get, the more they give out.
Yeah.
The uglier it get, the more they...
But again, they pick and choose who they give it to.
Thanks.
And those folks, I, you know, I in my... I'm going to just keep it 100.
Please.
Because I'm on the
Rock and Ray show. This is the God show.
Rock and Ray show.
Let's go.
I could count a handful of people on my hand since I've been in the game since 2008 that I've seen dedicate their life to organizing the places that I'm talking about. Tamika Bowery.
Yep.
My sis.
Yep.
Myself. There's a few others, not many. And organizations that have supported that at CIU,
yep.
Working Families Party. Outside of that, on a consistent basis, it don't exist.
Wow.
It go to people who's like, and again, I understand the need for organizing across the spectrum. But the students at Howard are already politically active, astute. Why are you spending extra time there when you can be putting that money in the hood? You know what I'm saying? And there's no disrespect to Howard or the people that organize at Howard. No disrespect. It could be Hampton, Howard.
AC right there, but he raised his hand. He said he agreed, though. He agreed.
Right? They already with you.
I agree.
They with you.
I agree.
The Bulls up Southeast ain't with you.
Nope.
Right.
And you're not just walking up to Southeast just talking some janky shit.
Nope. You got to have the right people, the right, everything has to be right for it to work.
But they don't want to do that. And it's like, that's why Voter Us exists.
That's why y'all so dope. Because they don't want to do that. Because they want to just do the work, but they don't care if it's meaningful as long as it looks meaningful.
As long as it looks good.
Exactly. As long as it, right. Look what we did. We had the Rock showed up and told everybody to vote.
Right.
Bro, he's gonna be successful for the rest of his life, no matter what.
I just did, and again, no disrespect to anybody I'm about to say, but I'm about to say it. We talk about like the justice impacted work, going to the prisons. If you're going to a state prison, where some people been in there for 40 years, some ain't getting out that far.
Yeah.
Would you rather take John Legend in there or Beanie Siegel?
I want Beans, nigga.
Because it translates a lot different. Yeah. It's more closer to, and no disrespect to John. John don't want to be
in a holding cell.
Ain't never been
in
one.
Neither do I, by the way. Right. I'm gonna go in, I'm going to somebody who I know been in before. Not somebody that ain't been in.
And that's the whole premise. It's like, even the celebritization of like politics or any social issue, people just go grab these celebrities and like, oh, we got such and such telling you to do such and such.
Yeah.
Man, we don't give a fuck about that.
Man, they already
care about
that. You know that? It's like rich kids showing off more rich kids saying, look what we are, and this is why you should roll with us. And it's this huge disconnect.
Exactly.
And I think that it's turning a lot of people off. That's why I like what you're doing. So let's get into it. So tomorrow.
Friday.
October 25th, we're going to be doing a live town hall meeting. Man, I ain't going to lie to y'all. Imagine.
At the gathering spot, 7 o'clock.
But the names are like, we got like, it's going to be, it's me, Michael Vick, Killer Mike, Benny the Butcher, Angie Martinez, Wayno, shout out to Wayno, Jada, like, bro, this is us.
Yeah.
Angie Martinez, this is us.
Tomorrow
bro.
Night, like the hood Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what we on.
And we're not asking for anybody to do anything but come out and their voice be heard.
Come out, listen, engage, get active.
So can I double back just a little bit? Mm-hmm. Can you give us a success story behind like what Mobile Justice has done? Because you said they had disconnect with the celebrities and all that. Like, what have y'all done?
So again, we Mobilize Justice was just birthed officially in July. We've been fighting to get our efforts out there to the people that control this money, even organizations that receive money that just whatever they're doing. I've called a lot of my friends to the table to help. And again, friends who supported me throughout the years. We launched Trap the Vote in 2016. I launched something called Trap the Vote that people didn't really accept. Pharrell allowed us to come to something in the water the first year and do our thing. Shout out to Pharrell and Push and the homies.
Yeah.
But mainstream people didn't support it because the word trap was in it. But at the time, that's when drill rap was like popping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, y'all want the young trap drill rappers? And you go. But you know, it is what it is. So we just did Detroit. We just did Philly. We had about 1,100 people RSVP for our Philly event. We hit the streets. We got about 1,200 voter registrations live in the hood, in the communities. Mm-hmm. We visited the masjid in the morning, had a fruitful conversation. The imam was like, yo, this ain't never been done.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody even talking to black Muslim American men,
right.
Let alone Muslims in general.
Sure.
Right? So again, we have been intentional about who we talk to, where we go, and who we bring with us to talk to the people there, right? Mm-hmm. So I consider them a win. And we ain't gonna stop. Election's gonna be over. the stuff that we're going to be working on is trying to get voting rights for people that come out of prison, not waiting until they get off parole, probation, not waiting until they have to pay their fines and fees. But the day you step out of prison, you should have your right to vote. Boom.
Because you're going to have to pay taxes when you get your job.
If you get a job.
Yeah.
Right? So there's some states that, especially the Deep South, that they kill your voting rights. Mm. Right? We're trying to change, advocate for people who've been in prison to get federal housing. Mm. A lot of disconnect with black men and their children when they come out of prison is they can't get housing.
Yeah.
So how do you get your kids if you ain't got a way to live?
Exactly.
So there's a bunch of different social issues we're going to be working on post-election. But as of right now, those are a few wins that Mobilize Justice officially has on the books.
I want to ask you something, if you don't mind. We spoke about it kind off camera. Black men have been... It's so funny because I don't see a lot, by the way. I see more black men supporting, but there are some black men who they feel like are not going to support Kamala rather than going with Trump. And we were talking about that. You have like some thoughts on it. I just want to get your thoughts on why do you think
that is? Yeah, I mean, again, and I hope this don't go across people's heads the wrong way because that's what normally happens. But I think black men, in large part, the majority of black men, especially for the places that we come from, mm-hmm. they just don't feel like they have a real place in this new society.
Yeah.
Right? And again, evolution is something we can't stop. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a concentrated effort. I mean, shout out to Black Men Bill, my man Phil Agnew, the mm-hmm. work that he's done. But we need a concentrated effort to come and sit down and really let black men talk to us about how they feel.
Yeah.
When they go into an airport or a restaurant or a business and the bathroom door has five symbols on it, they don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not saying we're against the symbols being on the door. We just don't know what the fuck going on.
But on another lane.
As an example.
No, but I like that. But I'm going to say, as an example, compared to making sure that that's welcoming to the others.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like it's for them. That's right. How it feels. It reads it's for them over us because of the lack of support.
Absolutely. And again, black men that helped raise me because it was a village.
Yep.
Because my father wasn't always there. Even the black women that held black men down like they always have and always do. We have to bring people together. Like, we keep having these silo. Like, we'll go, an organization will go to their safe community and say, what do you think of that over there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucked up what they doing.
No, we gotta
but when do you bring that person in front of that person and say, let's talk together?
Because
we'll have more common ground. You'll be surprised at the common ground you'll find if you bring it together.
Yeah.
We aren't against evolution. We just don't think there's a place and as fast as society is moving.
And by the way, we just don't want to be left behind.
Absolutely.
I think that's really what it boils down to. You don't want to be signing up to vote for someone that you think is going to ignore your wants.
Absolutely.
And your needs or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, last question for me, because I could talk to you all day about this. We're talking about your company, your organization. When it's all said and done, what do you want the legacy for Marvin Bean to be, but also for Voter Else and Mobilizing Justice? Like, what would you like, what is the ultimate?
I think for me personally, like, I'm very much a product of my environment, but I didn't let that stop me from shooting in the sky. And I think for me, my personal legacy is two-pronged. For the boys and girls that had to go through the traumatic experience of foster care, for the boys and girls that had to live without a mother and a father due to gun violence or prison, that doesn't stop you from reaching any goal you put your mind to.
Yep.
The other side of that is for the people who use those traumatic experiences to hold you back or gatekeep or block the door from being open, you should just know, we kicking all that shit in.
Yeah.
You can't stop a moving train.
Period.
And it's more of us than there is of you.
Period.
And even if I don't successfully get through the door, all the people that we're touching in the hood, they gonna kick the fucking door in. Mm. Just know it's coming.
Can I ask you, how do we get past so like when the popular vote chooses a president, but then the Electoral College chooses somebody else? Like, how do we get pass that.
That need to be something we voted for. For sure. Real. We need to vote for popular vote being a win. If you get all the votes, you should win.
Sure. I mean, I think, great question, Rock. I mean, the Electoral College needs to be reformed, like, yesterday.
Like, do we need to move out to those states or something in order to make a difference?
Like, they in Pennsylvania, they in Georgia, too, because we, of course.
The problem is, when we move out there, they gonna move in when the places we left. So, you gotta be careful with that. Right. But I would say to that, I think the Electoral College needs to be changed, but it's tricky because depending on who's in power, they care about it or they don't.
Right.
Right? So, when the Democrat wins, it's like, oh, well, we good.
Yeah.
The Republicans are always trying to figure out a way to voter suppress us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and they, even if, God forbid, it doesn't happen, the guy we don't really want and gets in, then the first, their business, they're going to find a way to suppress our, they do it now. They just try it in Georgia.
Right. Yeah.
The Supreme Court just has to be like, nah, y'all tripping. Right? And that's happening all across the country.
Right.
Right? But I think, again, we, the community, us, we have to demand we change that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Ray calls his counterpart in Mississippi and they call their folks in Texas, they call their folks in Pennsylvania, they call their folks in Ohio, Michigan, on and on, we got to demand that change. It has to come from the bottom up. We can't expect them to just go in there like, because again, depending on who's in power, we're telling them to go against their own self-interest.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Depending on who the beneficiary is, that benefits them. It's never going to benefit us.
Mm.
But we have to be like, nah, that's important to us. Are y'all not paying attention to it? Okay.
I want to ask you something. I know I said my last question, but you just said something that kind of triggered me. If the Republican Party's goal seems to always be to suppress us, then why would you then be a bipartisan group? Like, why wouldn't you? Is it because I believe that there's some people in the Republican Party, I just never heard anybody say the Republican Party. So I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, more or less, the Republican Party is, I mean, it's changed over history, but the current state of the Republican Party, all they want to do is suppress our votes,
yep,
our access, our opportunity, in large part.
Yep.
There's a few that's like moderate. We ain't really, you know, but, you know. But I think as Democrats, like, we don't seize the moments when we can seize them.
Mm.
When Obama got in office, we had a supermajority.
Yep.
We had the White House, we had the Senate,
yep,
and Congress.
Yep.
And we had it for 2 years. We could have, all kinds of shit could happen.
Yeah.
Right? And this is, I mean, Obama, I hold high. Right?
And me too.
But we have to, again, we can't let our foot off the gas.
Mm-mm.
Right? It don't matter who's in office. This is what we want no matter who's there. And we got to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to keep organizing.
Any questions, James, or we can wrap? You good? Well, I ain't gonna lie, man. You impressed me.
Thank you.
It's draining.
Super
it's draining watching the news and every other commercial is Kamala sucks, Trump's the best.
And
Trump sucks, Kamala. It's like they didn't have the coup to say, wait until, like, at least the insurance companies. The insurance companies, they run the same play on us. But it's just, in the mornings, it's the lawyers. Your insurance company's going to get you. Don't worry about it. Call me. They're going to get, then at night, it's the insurance company saying, we're going to take care of you, whatever you need. We got you. But at least it's day and night. With politics, it's like, bro, I'm watching, my kid is watching Bluey. And here comes a Kamala. Hey, Trump is gonna take your toys away, and I'm like, bro. So I'm just over it. But so to see that you have so much energy, and it's actually really good because tomorrow I'm gonna be with you. We're gonna go out campaigning with you, knocking on doors, and then I'm also be at the gathering spot. But man, you just really motivated me, man.
I mean, I'm a dude that, you know, I wake up and look at the shade room and seeing that.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them. And there's a lot of us out there, right? But we need all of us that do that to make sure that we're bringing back to our communities that you can be in duality, right?
Yeah.
And then the folks, again, there's a lot of gatekeepers in this. A
lot.
There's so many, I mean, black gatekeepers.
Oh, man, I know.
Right? We be so focused on the white man.
Nah, I know.
Man, you know how many black people block black people?
Mm-hmm.
Just to hold their little spot?
Yep.
We ain't on that. Come on, come on. I won't even speak tomorrow, Ray. You speak for me.
So I'm speaking
That's
tomorrow.
That's just the vibe.
So I'm gonna speak tomorrow, but I'm definitely excited about what you're doing because I've seen a lot of voters initiative, but it was always going to older people. And I love to see that you tapping in because once you get someone excited and they get that in their body, as long as they're alive, they're gonna have it.
They're gonna have it.
And that's why I'm like, it's good to start with everybody, the older generation, but start with them young 18, 19 year old kids having a rapper.
Yep.
like, yo, this is important, make them say shit.
Yep.
And I'm talking to you about it. Like, you're talking to me.
We was in Philly, and again, you mentioned earlier, Beans had stopped and talked to a young brother that had leukemia. We in the middle of the projects. Young boy said, not only do people even talk to me because I got leukemia, I'm in a wheelchair, ain't nobody ever come talk to me about voting in a way like this.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Me neither.
Right? I get it. Here, Beans, I get it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you send somebody else, they'll just respect the John Legend. You send John Legend over there.
Hey, you expect that, though.
It's like, what is that?
You expect that. Right? You expect John Legend to do that. No disrespect to him.
He's
going to definitely be performing at the damn inauguration if Kamala wins, so we know what it is. But, and Beyonce too. We know that. But, you know, it's the reason I like this is because it feels like the black man has been left behind and basically been told, shut up and follow, because we shut up and followed you. And I think that that's the wrong message. So I think the right message is knocking on doors saying, here's why you should.
Right.
And not telling you who to do it, but here's why you should.
Or allowing those black men to come to the table and tell us how they feel in a way they understand, so we can build and get to that common ground.
For sure.
Is there something else that they can do besides voting? Like, once you put the vote
in? Yeah, like people watching this, like, how can someone watching this engage you?
Voting is a leper. Next day, what about the local elected officials in your own neighborhood? What the city council person doing? They doing their job, they not, they state rep, they state senator, you district attorney, you tired of brothers getting harsh sentences? Are y'all organizing to make sure your DA is properly looking at these cases from a holistic approach? Yeah. What's your attorney general doing? Like, you know, all politics is local, right? We have a national election, but even your organizing is local. You talk to your neighbors, are they gonna go vote? What's important to them? Mm-hmm. What about the black captains? Do we still have them everywhere? Oh no, you're tenant presidents. We used to have, in the projects, we used to have floor captains, right? So like, you know, if you're the 12th floor in the projects, there's a captain, right? We knew who that person was. They saw you, kid. I'm gonna call your auntie, your grandma, your mom. Like, we gotta get back to that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, tomorrow we're gonna be at the gathering spot. Everybody gonna be there.
Amen.
I mean, it feels like it's gonna be like a club the way that's like a Rolling Loud fire. I'm like, damn, who what got paid for tickets for this? And it's like, just RSVP and be
free.
See, it's free. See you tomorrow, man. This brother right here is doing real work. That's why I wanted to do it live, because I wanted to give some things are more urgent than others.
Word.
And the election is less than 2 weeks away. And if we don't start talking to each other ASAP, this would be another one that got away from us.
Word.
My brother, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Rob.
God Show, we are out.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.